There it is for tonight. God bless you. With that said, welcome. I want to welcome everybody, wherever you may be, if you're listening to, on the Truth Tonight Radio Network, or if you're part of the, right, the pill.net crowd, the Foxhole crowd, or if you're watching on DLive or Rumble, DLive, God bless you all, and everybody watching on the recorded live stream on BitChute. And I'll have more announcements. Maybe we'll do Friday, a shorter show on Friday, a show on Friday to reflect on the year. And maybe we'll make announcements on Friday. We'll see. Maybe I'll just say, forget about it. No big deal. So this is the final like news program of the year, right? The full news program. Before we flip over to the new year, which may come in with a new format. You know, we'll decide on that. All right, I hope everyone's doing well. Juan Carlos, 2020, says Bernie needs the hat and axe to complete the picture. Okay. Aaron 45 says would like that. Kelly T says they sealed intelligence documents after the verdict in the Maxwell trial. TV Banana says end of the line. Okay. About, let's see how, you know, our friends are doing, you know, on Foxhole. Zigzag, Tally Wag, what's it? Talking to someone, okay, and Maxwell should sing like a bird now, someone is saying. I guess people are obsessed with Maxwell. That's not even real news. I mean, well, I mean, it's news. We're going to cover Maxwell conviction. But, well, at least I do admire that people are talking about things that are other than the virus and the vaccine. Because as we end the year, that is the thing that troubles me the most. The fact that maybe we'll begin with that tonight is, am I the only one that notices that the year, I said it last week, 2 weeks ago, that the year is ending where we're being ambushed, like in Vietnam, you know, like watch a war movie where we were ambushed, psychologically ambushed by, as we end the year. I mean, today is December 29th. I mean, I think 80%, 80, 90% of the headlines everywhere is coronavirus and the vaccine. That's a psyop. That's the greatest psyop ever, people. Think about it. The way I'm seeing it, 80, 90% of the stories, COVID, 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 Omicron, Omicron. That's sad. That's biblical. That really is sad. It's kind of a downer. So, but when you're in the middle of the greatest psychological operation of all humanity, you have to do something extreme. In my case, I'm giving it all up to be in front of a camera and preach this thing. I'm fighting these demons to the bitter end. And maybe we'll talk about this later, but it does make you appreciate the mindset of the apostles in the Bible, where they knew they could be killed, but they already knew what they touched, and this whole thing with Jesus, salvation, and they went out of their way to the bitter end. You know what? Kill us. We're going to preach to God. You know, they were in this mindset, like, do or die. Maybe that's the point. Think about it as we begin today, ladies. Now, you know, I've been thinking about it. And, you know, the circus music is due. So, you know, let's see what happens. Let's see. Yeah, we can't let the circus music go away forever. And several of you guys wanted the circus music. This is the music that should come to your mind as we contemplate the final moments of the year. They ambushed us, people, with this show. The Omicron Show. The Omicron Show. That's what's been happening. You got it. So, but anyway, people, while you're hearing that, we know, I mean, we talked about it already, that they are now getting ready. All right, that's enough, right? Right, you guys get it. They are getting ready to introduce a brand new test. We've been talking about this. I want to stay on top of this. Right? Because as we end the year, people, this is the story. And if you're noticing all the different stories out there, people, they are making big, big moves. The CDC is making these big announcements. They're making sure that you know, look, no more of this, you know, the PCR, we're done with that. Did we mention that the PCR is done? We're moving away from the old operation, I mean, the old tests. You know, slip of the tongue. That's what this is about. You guys already know. But there might be someone new to this channel. And by the way, you guys may think that I forgot. It's in front of me. We are today in the middle of the 341st day of the illegally installed regime. We're getting closer to 365, right? And we are in day number 653 of 2 weeks to slow the curve. Remember that? As the clown, we're ending the year in this clown environment. I'm asking people, you guys know already that we are living in Christ. We live, we love the truth. We were privy to the highest level of military intelligence. We get it logically. Satan's power moves on the, Satan's demons on the right and the left. They tried everything to get us off the script. But we get what's happening. We're in the middle of World War III, which we'll review all of this on Friday, maybe. But again, people, this is the introduction. They're making sure. There it is again. CDC withdraws use of PCR tests for COVID and finally admits the test cannot differentiate between flu and COVID virus. They knew this last year in March and April and May and June and July and August of last year. They knew this already. So we were watching this movie when they decide when to change the script on us. So let us begin. I like what the right the Republicans have put this out. The NRCC. So, and it is appropriate. Listen in.
What I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'll shut down the virus, not the economy.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
Once we shut down the virus,
I'm going to shut down the virus.
You're going to shut down the virus.
I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
Yeah, this is straight out of the Bible, people. Yeah, you notice that when people are angry and arrogant, it makes the joke even funnier. I'm gonna shut down the virus. So remember that, people. That is just, I thank the NRCC for reminding us that we are watching a movie. Don't let them play you in this movie that we are playing, people. And with that said, there it is, people. We just said it. They know, people, we are watching right now. We're in the middle of a funeral service for the old version of the PSYOP. And like I've been saying, people, they are preparing a brand new version of this whole thing. They're going to hit the reset button. There ain't never going to be any freedom as far as they're concerned. There will never be a day in any one of your conscious life ever where the virus does not exist. Because what they are doing is they're setting up this testing culture. The test, this whole thing, Biden awaits to sign contracts for 500 million test kits. People, that's almost like two tests for every person in this country. That's a lot of tests. And this is not just Omicron chaos. This is the clown show. And part of this clown show is that they are now, again, people, let me speak. And by the way, people, be on the lookout tomorrow morning if you're on the West Coast, tomorrow afternoon on the East Coast, for a very, very important episode on the members channel about all this craziness that we're talking about. But we are watching, I'm seeing, here's what I'm seeing. I could be wrong. I'm seeing, this is the first 500 million. They're going to have tests. We said this last week and 2 weeks ago, people. It sounds to me that they're trying to do it. So, like, what? You want to rent an apartment? COVID test. What? You want to buy? You want to purchase from this store? Groceries? COVID test. What? You want to cash your check at this bank? COVID test. You want to live? You want what? You want to enroll into this school? COVID test. What? You want to work at this job? Every week? COVID test. What? You're resisting? Every day? COVID test. COVID test. COVID test. COVID test. COVID test. COVID test. They're not only transitioning to this test, but the COVID tests, they're inserting it into your life, into your culture, into your belief. They're forcing it like the way that you breathe. What? You have a court date? You cannot be into the COVID test. What? You want to register your car? COVID test. What? Because of our COVID tests, there's a new variant? Oh, well, shut up. You're a conspiracy theorist. Shut up. Because of our COVID tests, the virus has been around 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 10, 20, 50. That's what they're fantasizing. That's where this is going. Logical thinking wins every time, people. So Biden's coming out. He's going to sign this contract. Millions. COVID tests. Wow. Meanwhile, this, again, people, what a way to end the year, right? With this humongous clown show psyop. New COVID-19 cases in U.S. soars to highest levels on record. Why are they not telling us that no one is dying? And because of that, we should be happy. Let the topic go. Move on to other topics. Why? And why are these people dressing up like they're in Mars somewhere? Again, people, this is the greatest. Oh, because it's Brooklyn, New York. That's why. And pray for the people in New York, people. You know, we'll talk about this on Friday. This whole thing with the COVID test should remind everyone of something I've been talking about since this whole thing began. We're right here, people. They're replacing this black box because the hoax PCR test was a big part of the operation. And because of the immunity, and again, people, wait till you see the brand new production on the members channel. It's mind-blowing. Because of what is happening and this information that, right, this a particular doctor is putting out, like Dr. Malone, that we're going to hear his name tonight again. The enemy, they see what's happening. And whatever, they're so panicked that they said, you know what? We got to replace this black box. We're going to need a whole new test. Otherwise, we've lost the operation. So this is, we're watching Operation Keep the Virus Going. I don't doubt it at all, people. They knew the PCR was no big deal. They knew that it wasn't the proper. It's a polymerase chain reaction test, people. It's impossible. That's not how you would diagnose some virus. That's so unspecific. Literally, scientifically speaking, unspecific. And I love this headline because this is how we all feel. But again, people, this is another example of the hoax test. In case you haven't noticed, we're talking about the hoax test. This French tennis star is coming out. I can't deal with this COVID bleep anymore. Accept your tyranny, sir. French tennis star goes off after, look at this, people. After what? 250th positive COVID test. Laugh out loud. See, if this guy would have known, this is the reason, people, why they don't want people to find truth in our TV. If this tennis guy would have, it would have been, oh, the test is a hoax? No wonder I'm testing positive 250 times. He would have been, like, comfortable with himself. But the minute he starts exposing this, he would have been banned. So, again, people, that's the price of telling the truth. That's why I'm banned from Twitter, even my music channel, while others are enjoying their life on Twitter with hundreds of thousands of followers. That's the reason. That's the reason some people still have their YouTube channel. I love the truth. So I said, you know what? You take everything I have, social media, take my YouTube account, take away my Twitter account. You guys take it all away. In exchange for that, I'm going to speak the truth. In May and June of July and July of 2020, I'm going to let everyone know that the test is the hoax. That's the truth. I mean, you'll lose all your channels, but it's still the truth. So, again, people, we're just admiring these people. But, again, 250 times this guy, and the virus has only been around a year and a half, 2 years. 250 times. Threatens to derail his Australian Open. Yeah, that's, by the way, an example of a sheep. I've been positive 250 times. Don't be tempting me. I'm starting to get a little bit angry. You know, it's been 250 times. hey, sir, what's your threshold? Like 350? 675? What's your threshold? Come on, people. 250 times? You think he would have woken up by the 10th time? By the 5th time? Hey, you know, 5 times? Come on. He would have called it a hoax. 245 times ago. Biblical delusions, people. And the old man, again, people, we're watching a movie. Ah, look at this. I'm only showing everyone the picture. The old man masses up on beach trip with his dog. And look at his mask. Laugh. Another reason. People, and by the way, the fake doctor, this phony, ganky looking Dr. Joe, you know, sorry, people, I gotta say it like it is. She, where's your math? You're the main doctor, your leadership by example. Again, people, this is all about, we're watching a movie, people. He's what? You got the camera on my mask? Okay. You know, come on, people. Common sense. But to get to more serious stuff, here we go again. Here we go again, people. Where's my clown music? Let's get the music going. Boom. Let's get the music. All right. It's the clown. Fauci. Right there. Hold on, people. Let me. Fauci officials keeping an open mind to domestic vaccine requirements. And like, again, people. He's keeping an open mind when it comes to the prospect of implementing a domestic vaccine requirement. Same thing. When you make vaccination a requirement, that's another incentive to get more people vaccinated. He said during an interview, if you want to do that with domestic flights, I think that's something that seriously should be considered. And there it is again, people, coming out. Yeah, look at that. There it is. It's on the table. Like we talked about yesterday. yeah, you know, we gotta keep it on the table. You know, same thing, people. That's enough, all right? All right, people, you guys get it. But, so the fraudster, he's talking the same way. Yeah, you know, it's not my idea, but it's on the table. Maybe it's not on the table. Yeah, we gotta consider it. We're considering it, but we're mentioning it because by me saying it, it's going into your brain, and that's the way these psyops work. I know that. Ah, that's how it is, people. But, all right, people. So now they're moving by what? This next story, ironically, is hand in hand with the members channel presentation that I'm about to release. Because Dr. Malone is saying some very, very intriguing things lately. And when you want to control the narrative and you're rolling out your brand new operation scheduled for January 1st, and the fraudster is talking about it's on the table, and they got the old man rolling out his 500 million initial wave of tests because they're going to change your life forever. When all of that is happening, and this Dr. Malone is a threat because he's about to go on Joe Rogan in a couple days from now. Kaboom! Twitter permanently deleted. They permanently suspended. Messenger RNA vaccine inventor, Dr. Robert Malone. I mean, think about it. This is like the main guy that invented. Talk about darkness to light, people. This is the inventor. You're out. Think about it. There isn't one person I can imagine, even on the left, that cannot read through this. They may choose to ignore it and exercise cognitive dissonance. But come on, people. This is shocking. Dr. Robert Malone, after tweeting about messenger RNA vaccines the day before he goes on Joe Rogan. Right there. The big tech purge escalates on Wednesday. The woke arbiters. And by the way, don't forget, people, that Twitter is now run by the Muslim Brotherhood, if you ask me. Straight up. Right after they suspended my channel, right, the other day? They suspended the inventor of that messenger RNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone, from their platform. And the internationally recognized, I mean, come on, people, this is one of the most prestigious doctors on the planet. Has amassed over 500,000 followers on Twitter alone after having been one of the most reliable sources of evidence that proves COVID vaccines are ineffective at preventing transmission of COVID. That's the point of this phony vaccine. He has also repeatedly raised the alarm over dangerous side effects and the rising rate of vaccine-related deaths. And there it is, people. It was only a matter of time until Twitter turned its sights on him, no matter how credible he is. He and everything he shared is. And there it is, people. This information is now coming out. Ah, look at that. That was the last thing he tweeted. The Pfizer inoculations for COVID-19. More harm than good. Pfizer 6 months data, which shows that the Pfizer's COVID-19. All he was doing was quoting somebody else, people. This Canadian COVID Care Reliance organization. And they said that Pfizer's COVID-19 inoculations cause more illness than they prevent, which is why everyone is becoming immunized. Plus, an overview of the Pfizer trial flaws in both design and execution. There it is. Goodbye. That is how this works, people. So think about that. And again, just one day before he's set to appear on Joe Rogan's extremely popular podcast. So the question then, and we know Rogan had this Peter McAuliffe. We've been again, I've been covering a lot of this stuff. So you gotta wonder, I'm gonna predict at this rate that Rogan is gonna be coming up soon. They're gonna ban did they already ban Joe Rogan from Twitter? If they haven't, they're gonna ban him, I say, in the next couple months. So again, because they have to control the narrative. Think about it. And this is all perfect timing with everything we're saying. This new operation, they're changing of the guards, they're getting rid of the PCR. I'm going to have to update my graph on truthandartv.com, which has been provable to the bitter end, a perfect legal document that you could present in a court of case, in a court of law. This is what it was all about. When humanity gave them this narrative where they can control who's all this case demic on a PCR test, that I called it last summer was the turning point where I said, oh, I get it. This thing is going to go on forever now. It was no longer based on symptoms and actual people dying. So when they're creating these headlines tonight, again, keep that in mind when you're seeing these headlines like these cases without the PCR, the whole thing with the virus would have been done with over a year ago. Think about it. And then I think it's damning that not somebody in a basement, the Florida Surgeon General is coming out, letting us know that the old man's, the Biden administration, is actively preventing distribution of Regeneron COVID treatments. Keep that in mind when we're talking about this clown show, the PSYOP, biggest PSYOP of all time, all the stuff that we're saying. That is a big deal. And they've been caught preventing the distribution of monoclonal antibodies by pausing shipments of Regeneron. That's what they're doing. Think about it. Crimes against humanity. And here's the evidence, people. The documents right here. Florida Surgeon General said Biden administration is actively preventing distribution of monoclonal antibodies, which is what Governor DeSantis was saying a long time ago. Feds paused Regeneron because it may not work against Omicron. Yeah, right. Florida says it can still be used in existing Delta cases. So anyway, that is a violation of the oath that doctors take. It's not up to the federal government. I mean, if it works, it works. If a doctor independently practicing feels that, just like hydroxychloroquine. So anyway, think about that. I think it's interesting to note that I don't like covering China headlines, but it is notable that China puts on Cultural Revolution style shame parade somehow of coronavirus lockdown violators. Just think of that. I think it speaks for itself. Also, look at this. The old man wraps up 2021 with 31 trips to Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen, when the narrative is shifting from one week to another, the old man needs to get away because he's not in charge. He needs to get his instructions. I've been saying it all year that I think this is about the skiff. No one's asking, does he have a skiff? One of these private communication compartment, right? One of these rooms that are for private conversation. Where is the skiff in Delaware? That is what we should be asking. 31 times he disappeared to get instructions from the people that are controlling him. What other president does that? Nobody. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a random story tonight that is, maybe we'll come back to this. It is worth your attention on a rather slow final year of final week of the year when you remove the whole Omicron COVID thing. There's nothing else going on. Washington State Democrats are pushing, look at this, people, for a bill, what? Reducing penalties for drive-by shooting somehow. This is, I mean, come on, people. Think about it. They are now defending people that commit drive-by shootings. This Tara Simmons and David Hackney. They are pushing. Let it sink in, people. Legislation to remove drive-by shootings from the list of crimes that elevate first degree to murder to a higher degree of murder carrying a mandatory life sentence. Think about the seriousness of this. They're pushing for this. That means that it's bothering them. They wake up in the morning. I need to protect people that commit drive-by shootings. I really need to protect them. This is bothering me. Think about how demonic that is. Who pushes for something like this? This is shocking, people. Come on. From the same people that want to take away your guns. Let that sink in, people. That really is one of the craziest headlines I've read all year. I thought, you know, the year is almost over. Let's throw that one out. What do you guys think? Hell Sale says, unless it's a house of color. Dry Sock says, Satan on full display. Thank you. And Artistic Rabbit says, foretelling vision. Okay. Special D9 says, the calm before the storm. All right. And when you understand they want to destroy America, it all makes sense. Yes, demons, Hutch, Texas is saying. We're in a war, people. This is totally Soros-funded Marxist hardcore ideology to get two politicians that no one's ever heard of to stay up at night and be fighting for terrorists that want to drive-by shoot people. That's shocking. In so many levels, think about it, people. That's like pushing for legislation to protect people who commit acts of, that's what a drive-by shooting is. People, we went through this 2 weeks ago. There was a gangster, some drive-by shooting thing. And some people on my channel said, oh, Bernie, that was gang-related. That's okay. No, it's not. That's a terrorist attack. That, you know what? The idea that gang-related violence is not terrorism might be one of the greatest psyops ever on the American culture. If you're a gangster, you are a terrorist. Same, there is no difference, people. Come on, man. Same thing. There's no difference. I don't understand that. Because that mentality is the reason why the cartels still exist. And I've been saying it from the beginning. They should have been carpet bombed a long time. Just kill them all. Don't give them any trial. Why would you ever give a gang member a trial, people? That is the reason why we're in this situation, which is why I pray every day, every morning, cry, you know, just supplicating for this country, that God can have mercy on this country, this country that has turned to evil, where we are worshiping gang members and now drive-by shooters. Yeah, it's not the same as terror. That's okay. You're a gangster. You're okay. You know, we're going to give you a trial. Gangsters should all be beheaded with no trial, people. I'm saying it straight up. This is not calling for violence. This is common sense, people. They should all be hung. You want to tell me, you know, bullet to the head, like we said earlier in the spring? Whatever you want to say, they should never, no gangster should ever get a trial. All right, enough of that. Let's move on, people. All right, everybody was talking about, yeah, let's talk about it. Thank you. Ohio Red says they glorify gangs in movies. People, this is a focused agenda to worship gangs in this demonic culture that we're living in. That's nowhere in the Bible. Anyway, I'm getting all worked up. But look, people. So there it is. We've been talking about Maxwell convicted. But I do want to point out a couple things about this. One, most if not all of the media is focused on Maxwell herself, and they're focusing on the trial. This housekeeper and this pilot said this, and the juror saw evidence of folding massage table. These little folding massage tables. Wow. And these bank records. And nowhere in here, people, are they talking about the real, the black book with 99% of these demons that are in our government. Infiltration, not invasion, people. They're ignoring that part of it. And they're telling you all everything that Maxwell did and, you know, how she feels, all this stuff. You know, Maxwell was an underprivileged teen, you know. Or, excuse me, this Carolyn testified. And, you know, they're focusing on the victims. I was frozen in fear, she told the jury, blah, 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 these different victims. And there, I will add that at the end, they are saying there are some other legal things coming up. Legal fights involving Epstein and Maxwell are not over. Maxwell still awaits trial on two counts of perjury and lawsuits involving Virginia Guthrie. Okay, but what they're not telling us that we are being told here is that, right there, detail sealed by the judge. There it is, as the crowd said. That, so you can see they have suppressed this case. No one was allowed to really hear anything. They're making it about Maxwell. So my only thought is, will Maxwell do what she said last week about if the judge is going to give her a big sentence, that she would start talking? Yeah, we'll see. Either way, this whole case is future proving past. We were the only, there's that word again, only ones talking about Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell way back in 2018 when no one even knew about this. Why? Because we were following Trump's online research project, the Q Drops. No one even knew anything about this. Don't forget that. Rub it in their faces. We are the real news. Okay. And, well, I don't know. We know about this already as we wrap up tonight's show. Surgeon Dem congressional retirements comes ahead of New Year's. Right? So, you know, a lot of these statistics are starting to pop up. And we now know the number is up to 23 right here. Right? The number of House Democrats who are retiring or bidding for another office rather than run for re-election in 2022. All right. We know that. And what else? To wrap up tonight's show, we know that Trump is coming out with a bunch of little statements. Right? Now, Pulsa 78245 says, rats jumping ship. And, all right, let's see. Stevie Bananas is here, says Lolita Express is a first-class ticket to Gitmo. Trump is doing what he always does, releasing this statement. Really, just a list of all the things Joe Biden has failed in. This is just for optical reasons. And as we have said on this channel, Trump, his job this whole year has been to be this conductor of this orchestra. And all he does is complain and remind you of all the things that are happening. And he'll do an occasional rally, and he'll keep reminding you that MAGA has just begun. So this is Trump. I'm really bored with Trump's role. I get what he's doing. All year long, I've been just like, oh, there goes Trump. complaining about the election again. Oh, there we go. But he's doing it for on board because we are part of the Group A. We're part of the Q Army. We already know it's coming. For us, this is boring. Right? But Group B, the MAGA crowd that never followed Trump's online research project, they need to see this all the time. That's who he's doing this for. Think about it. And Trump also is putting out some important statements about the unselect committee of radical left Democrats and two failed Republicans just dropped, right, a large portion of their request for my records and documents. Kaboom. A very big story, even though the New York Times refused to put it on the front page, Trump is saying. The reason that they dropped the records request is that they don't want this hard. Pay attention, people, because we're going to see that Liz Cheney is going to lie. But see, this statement, we can jive with this. We get it. That is the reason that they dropped the records request, because they don't want this horror show. In other words, the precedent that is being set up when Trump comes back to happen to Biden and Hunter in 3 years. In the future, right? Obviously, think about it, what Trump is saying. This also changes the entire complexion of the request. Not that there are any documents that would be incriminating or problem for me, but the witch hunt continues. So Cheney becomes aware of this, and she is coming out. Again, people, this was really CNN that reported this, and others, that they have stood down, confirming what Trump is saying. And CNN said for some documents, which is what Trump is saying. The White House said some of the records the House asked for potentially could concern state secrets. That's another reason. But Trump is telling us the real reason. Get it? Executive privilege. But again, people, don't forget, Trump is telling us that they are afraid that it's going to blow up in their face. It's going to happen to them. So I'm going to go with Trump. Right? Because they were part of the high-level national security deliberations. Yeah. So, if you think about it, another set of documents the House dropped pursuing may have not have been all that helpful anyway. Yeah, right. So, again, this is a chess game, and Liz Cheney comes out, false! The January 6th committee hasn't dropped requests for any necessary records. Yeah, right. I don't believe her. In fact, we're actively litigating to obtain White House records Trump is trying to conceal. I'm sure you are. We believe you, Liz Cheney, that you are actively trying to get the communications. That's what this channel's... Thank you, Liz Cheney. I love you, Liz Cheney, for vindicating this channel. We know that that's what you're doing. But Trump is still right that you have failed. Again, people, don't let them play you. We will not allow him to hide the truth about January 6th or its conduct from the American people. Yeah, right. So be aware of this back and forth. They will not be able to walk down the streets. They're not going to get the communications. Don't forget, people, I've said it many times, only one of us is going to win this war. Either we're the losers, they win, and they are in charge now and forever, but then when are they going to get rid of this fake stage? And if they're in charge forever, when are they going to start winning? Or we're going to win. And we'll go over more of this on Friday. If I come on Friday just to talk, and then, man, even get ready, have some questions. If you come on Friday for the live stream, we'll answer some questions. But remember, people, all year long, Trump has been walking around confident, smiling, with a winning body language. Meanwhile, all year long, all of them have been angry, nervous, freaking out all year long, panicking, trying to get documents, trying to get communications all year long. They've been in this frenzy, this demonic frenzy. Whereas even though we're upset, I'm upset that Trump is not back. We, the supporters, the real America, the majority of Americans, we're heartbroken. But Trump himself and his staff, they're all like happy. I mean, if you're Trump, you're part of this devolution, military continuity of government operation. You're kind of relaxing in Mar-a-Lago, putting out this little state. Trump is having a great life, people. Think about it tonight. I'll leave you guys with that. I think Trump has had a great year. He's been doing talks. He's like enjoying himself. I mean, think about it. All year long, he looks confident. So all we can do is exercise logic and reason. Thank you for joining me tonight. Right? All right. Somebody says, unless they got him, I doubt we will know till much later. Integrity Rule says. And Sue Q Public says, be careful what you wish for, Lizzie. Exactly. The ending is not for me. I said that over a year ago. I said it right after January, right? The ending, I said it early this year. It's not. I'm one of those people. No way. Ex-Marine, come on. This is a joke of an ending. It's taken too long, but it is what it is. You warned me that I wasn't going to, some of us were not going to like it. I don't need Art of War. I like my, give me my real frontline war. Boom. Everyone dies, you know, let's do it. Show me some blood. I'd rather do it frontally. I get it with the nuclear age, and I get it that I'm not privy to military secrets, and the price to pay is probably something I could never imagine. I get it. I get it that we're beyond the World War II era. I get it. And maybe that's what I'm frustrated about, that I don't have access to all the military secrets, so I can see why they chose this route. Yeah, I just want to know, that's all. But anyway, but in the end, I do know, and I'm thankful to God knowing that we are, I mean, look at what's happened this year, people. All right, God bless you all. Don't forget all the ways you can support this channel. Check out the links in the description box. And my friends, we'll leave it at that. Right? How many have to die before people see the truth? Who knows? Whatever that number is, it is. Don't forget. At one time, don't forget, God killed all of humanity. Don't forget. Same God that destroyed the planet with water. So just because a couple million people die, it's no big deal to God. That's why you should be ready to meet your Savior. Everybody will give an answer for their life. Everyone will. Thank you, everybody. God bless you all. Share this message with someone that you know. And don't forget, people, in the end, God wins. And Happy New Year to everyone. Again, I will probably come on Friday for a short chat, right? And we'll usher in the brand new year. Check out the members channel. And I'll see you guys next time. God bless. Thank you, everybody. Happy New Year.